everybody. Welcome to Static Shows, Bob.
Hey, everybody. It's Miles Title.
That's it?
Welcome to the Miles Title birthday show.
Oh, is it your birthday?
It was.
When?
Last week.
Oh, well. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
On the big 4-0.
Yeah.
Big 4-0,
you
Miles.
Think? No, I'm 35.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I'm 35 years old, man.
Viagra, here you come.
My age is matching my waistline.
Times two. Maybe your age is matching your hat size. Frickin' melon head.
That's not right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Title. We, you know that it's adjustable. It says all sizes, but I mean, Jesus. Like a watermelon head.
Oh, please.
You know, laying on its side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to email me any birthday cards, please email me.
MilesTitle@hotmail.com.
Yeah, just hit our link there.
Yeah.
When the show's over.
So you can email Miles a birthday greeting.
Yeah.
So, like around Valentine's Day, your birthday's around Valentine's Day, huh?
Yeah, it's the 13th is my birthday.
Wow. I totally forget.
So if you have
you're good about remembering things like that. I have no idea.
Any pictures of your butt cheeks or anything else?
Any dragon penises?
Yeah, just anything. I don't care.
Got any neat tattoos on your ball sack or something?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're all choked up.
Well, you know, 3-5. I mean, it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
You're halfway home, or probably better for you.
Pretty much.
I mean, you're not going to live to be 70.
Pretty much.
I think you'll be lucky to hit 65.
Yeah. I'm just working on 69 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, not right now. You know.
I was like, with yourself, or what?
I'm stretching out a little bit, yeah.
You'd have better luck bending over backwards, trust me. That giant belly.
Yeah.
A watermelon head and that giant belly.
Yeah.
Look like Hey Arnold. Except he's in the middle of the watermelon. Yours would be at the end, so he's kind of like it.
I think you've got Helga's eyebrows.
Yeah. Monobrow. So, well, my daughter's picking up new vocabulary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We're I just don't like to hear this.
Huh?
I don't like to hear this.
Well, I mean, she does real well, but she's over at my parents' house last night.
Yeah.
We were up there, and we went to a movie. And left, you know, they took care of the kids for us.
Right.
And she evidently dropped a bunch of toys.
Okay.
And she says, "God damn it."
Oh.
So, my parents, I mean, my parents cursed, but they never cursed when I was a kid.
Right.
I mean, they really did a good job of not cursing.
Right.
I mean, they were, you know, fairly model. You know, when it came to that.
Right.
And so, you know, I still to this day really don't curse around them because that's just not what you do.
Right.
You know?
So where would your daughter hear this?
Well, that's an interesting question. So my mom quizzes her. And she catches her. She was like, "Well, what did you say?" And she's like, oh. And she said, "I meant to say trash." I don't know why she said that, but...
Uh-huh.
Some corrective behavior. Somebody's told her, you know, not to say it, but say trash. I don't know.
Like my daddy's white trash. Or...
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, and she's like, "Well, where'd you hear that?" "Mommy."
Oh!
Mommy said it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and that is true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And she probably said it within, you know, like a day or two of this whole incident. But needless to say, it's kind of like if you ever see the movie A Christmas Story.
Right.
Where Ralphie says the F word.
Right.
And then his mom went to call around to his friend's mom's to see, you know, well, Swartz said it.
Right.
So she calls Swartz, and really his old man said it all the time.
Right.
But my daughter didn't lie, because, you know, my wife does say that. But the funny thing was, we were just up with relatives, mostly my wife's relatives, oddly enough, exclusively my wife's relatives. And, I mean, that was like out of everybody's mouths like every other minute. So it wasn't like she wasn't totally immersed into the goddamn it society for like the last 3 days. So, you know, it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that she said it, considering, you know, we were up there with the family.
Was she punished?
No.
Or did your parents laugh? Or?
Well, they laughed at me. They told her not to say it, but when we got home, you know, they brought it up, and I thought that was really funny. And they didn't let on that she mentioned who was the person, you know. And I go, well, who? Did you ask her where she heard it at? And they're like, well, yes. I'm like, well, what did she say? They heard it from your wife. So when my wife was all embarrassed. It was funny. And then she starts explaining herself. Well, I hit my head getting into the car, and I said it the other day. Yeah, well, the truth is, you know, it gets used quite a bit. So you know.
Right.
That's nothing new.
Did you feel some pride because of, like, your parents? So he's like, you know, like your kid ratted out your wife, you know?
I laughed. I thought it was hysterical. I was like, ah!
See, that'd be good. Like, oh, thank God she didn't say me. Thank
God. Oh, I wouldn't have cared if she said me, but, I mean, I don't. I mean, I rarely,
yeah.
You know. Just like what my parents did, I don't do that in front of my kids. I don't curse in front of my kids that much.
I mean, yeah, you're more of a, like a Jesus Christ.
Or I'll just make up words, you know. Cock-a-doodle-doo! I'll say something like that. But I mean, if I think I'm alone and I like down like working in a basement or something, and then I'll let out something. But if they're right there, I don't say anything, you know.
Yeah.
No matter how much it hurts or anything.
Oh my goodness!
I'll say F. But I won't actually say, you know, fuck or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, you know. I'm laughing. My wife's all embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. But I keep telling her. I don't know why she, you know, it's just one of those deals, you know, where in public, when you're with your in-laws or when you're with people, you don't want to admit to these things, I guess. But I'm like, God, she cusses so much. Nobody believes me, but now.
Yeah.
Now they believe me.
I've heard your wife cuss.
She curses like a sailor.
She does.
Like a truck driver.
Yeah.
Breaker 1-9, goddammit. I can't get this fucking door open. Oh, I hit my head. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
That was good.
So what's up with you?
I sometimes I need to bounce things off you because you're kind of like the voice of moral reason.
Oh, really?
On the show.
I'm the voice. Well, evidently, I'm a little bit more. I don't say "God damn it" all the time in front of children.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I don't
well,
walk around.
As you know, we are on our third dog.
Oh, Jesus, the dog thing.
In a year.
Yes. You know, them dogs is good eating.
Well, I wasn't really quite going in that area, but...
Oddly enough, I think we were looking at some pictures and we saw the good dog.
Oh.
The really good dog. We saw a picture of her.
It's like Pet Cemetery. I just keep getting like a worse and worse animal.
So what's happened with your latest dog?
Well, my latest dog, I've noticed this.
Old number 7, what's up with him?
Is when I get out of the shower.
Yes.
My dog likes to lick me.
Oh, I think you're encouraging this dog here.
No, I mean, there's no peanut butter or anything.
No peanut butter.
She likes to lick my knees.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, no chance of her touching anything else there.
Well, I mean, it's like a border collie, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a real big dog.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it doesn't really bother me, but...
So why would you... Don't you shoo it away?
No.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, she'll just go to town for a couple minutes on my knees.
Everybody look for an email from Miles Tidal's new website. Miles loves the dogs.
Yeah, that's the most action I've had in a week.
This would be called Miles Bitches.
I'm having her working on my taint next.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. I need you to pre-treat my underwear, bitch.
Is that wrong, you think?
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I never really noticed it.
I don't think it's wrong that the dog does it. I think it's wrong that you don't stop the dog from doing it.
I mean, I'll just be standing there toweling off.
Little one, wait a minute. Why? Do you shut the door?
No.
Do you, like, lock the dog in there with you?
No, the dog. It's free. The dog is allowed.
Are you not putting any water down for this dog?
I don't know. I'm not sure what her attraction is to me. To want to lick me.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought I would ask you, because you seem to have a clear thing on right and wrong.
You don't have any kind of ointment that you apply to yourself every
day. No.
You don't, like, sprinkle a day or anything, do you?
No. There's nothing. I'm clean. I've just taken a shower.
You're not like Mr. Salty or something, are you?
No.
Like crusty knees or something.
No. No.
I think... Well, I don't know. Maybe this dog's been reincarnated as possibly some retarded person. I don't know. I think you need to shut the door.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, if you got to take a leak, right? And you
right.
Run in there and you go take the leak and you don't shut the door because you know nobody's there.
Yeah.
Or like you're only home with your family.
Yeah.
And you're just taking a leak. I think that's okay.
Right.
But, I mean, at some point in time, your kids aren't going to want to see you sopping wet with a dog licking your knees. When you step out of the shower and you're wet, you know, your wet genitalia hanging out there. Dripping all over the floor.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, that's going to affect them negatively, you know?
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, geez, I got to use the same toilet as that hairy bastard.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think, number one, you need to start shutting the door.
Okay.
Because these kids aren't going to understand.
Well, we don't have a fan in our bathroom, though.
What's that?
We don't have, like, an exhaust fan, you know?
Well, but, you know,
and I like
situated
to take hot
open the door.
You know?
You like to do what?
I like to take, like, hot showers, you know?
That's okay. Take a hot shower. Just don't,
you
know, invite people in or neighborhood animals. And
I don't know. I've never had a dog that liked to do this.
I don't, you know, the dog is just doing something. Does it lick everybody's knees when they get out of the shower?
No.
Does it lick your wife's?
No.
Does she shut the door?
No. Not really.
Why do you guys even have a door? Let me ask you that question.
We invite people in, like, hey, come on.
Watch me shower.
Come on.
Look at this neat trick I taught my dog.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I'm thinking of getting all her teeth pulled. What do you think? Had a couple near misses, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody yelled squirrel and got all upset. I think that it's wrong. I think you're... That's very wrong. You need to shut the door. Really. Do you take a shit with the door open?
Sometimes.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Sometimes people like to burst in. You know, I'll be in there like, hey, Daddy, I want to show you a book or something.
Well, don't you lock the door?
No.
You don't even shut the door?
I mean, I do sometimes.
I think that's wrong.
I try to shut it, but...
I try.
People just like to burst in.
Doesn't it have a lock on it? Don't you have any mechanism?
There is a lock, yeah. I just don't use it all the time.
Well, lock the door. I mean...
Yeah.
Shit, if you were out in public, would you just leave the stall door open and invite people in?
No, I would never do that.
Smell my bouquet.
Unless they had a dog.
Oh, there you go. You don't kneel down ever when the dog's in there, do you?
No.
This dog's name isn't Bidet, is it? Hey, there's my dog, Asweepe. Come here, boy.
We're out of toilet paper.
Woo! You need a milk bone.
I'm getting a chocolate donut.
You need a milk bone, puppy. Woo! There's my cousin, my dog, Ass Hair Trimmer. Yeah, I think that's wrong. Very, very wrong. Dogs like pubic hair, it's like dental floss. Yeah, I think you should stop this right away.
Okay.
Before it gets out of hand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before you start asking me to marry you and your dog or something.
I'm having an affair.
No. Yeah. Does the Mormon religion allow sex with people and animals? I mean, it's kind of a bigamy thing, but it's not, because I could have, like, a people wife and an animal wife.
And
I could have different classifications of wives.
Oh.
Well, sure, that's fine, yeah. You and, you know...
A good time was had by all.
You and your dog Fellatio will have a good time.
You're making it dirty. You're making it dirty. You know?
Well, let me tell you.
I think it's like an affectionate thing.
You're a step stool away from bestiality, my friend.
If you see me on farmsex.com, you'll know. No.
Miles and his border collie.
Come here, Lassie. Come here.
They call me Salt Peter. I think that's wrong.
Yeah.